American Language Course, Tape 1206A. Listen to the following conversation. John and Mary are going to New York. This conversation took place just before they went to the train station.
Have you called the taxi, John?
Yes, I have. It should be here in a minute. Put on your coat and hat, then we'll be ready.
Here it is now.
Good. I'll take the bags. You go ahead and get in.
Mary and John got in the taxi. They arrived at the station. John paid the driver, and they got out. The next part of the conversation took place at the station.
Hurry, John. It's 6:25. The train leaves at 6:35.
I'm hurrying, but your watch is fast. I have 6:20.
No, it's 6:25. Look at the station clock.
Oh, yes, you're right. Well, I just have to pick up our tickets. I'll get them and meet you right here.
All right.
After a few minutes.
Okay, Mary, I've got the tickets. Now let's look for gate 29. That's where the train leaves from.
There it is, right over there. I'm glad it's close. I'm ready to take off my coat and hat and relax.
So am I. I've got a New York paper. We can look for some shows to see while we're there.
Oh, I have already planned a lot of things. I've decided to try on a lot of clothes.
Well, try on as many as you like. Just don't spend too much money.
Now we'll listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Have you called the taxi, John?
Yes, I have. It should be here in a minute. Put on your coat and hat. Then we'll be ready.
Here it is now.
Good. I'll take the bags. You go ahead and get in.
Mary and John got in the taxi. They arrived at the station. John paid the driver, and they got out. The next part of the conversation took place at the station.
Hurry, John. It's 6:25. The train leaves at 6:35.
I'm hurrying, but your watch is fast. I have 6:20.
No, it's 6:25. Look at the station clock.
Oh, yes, you're right. Well, I just have to pick up our tickets. I'll get them and meet you right here.
All right.
After a few minutes.
Okay, Mary, I've got the tickets. Now let's look for gate 29. That's where the train leaves from.
There it is, right over there. I'm glad it's close. I'm ready to take off my coat and hat and relax.
So am I. I've got a New York paper. We can look for some shows to see while we're there.
Oh, I have already planned a lot of things. I've decided to try on a lot of clothes.
Well, try on as many as you like. Just don't spend too much money.
Listen and repeat this pattern practice.
Ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead. Let me go ahead. Let's go ahead. John went ahead with the bag. Ready. I'm ready. Are you ready? We're ready to go to New York. Who's ready to eat something? I'm ready to leave now. Take place. Where did it take place? It took place right here. The accident took place at 5th and Elm. A big celebration will take place here soon. What takes place now?
Listen and repeat these questions and answers.
Where were John and Mary going?
They were going to New York.
What did John do?
He called a cab.
Did the cab come quickly?
Yes, it arrived right away.
Who carried the bags?
John carried them.
Where did he put the bags?
He put them into a taxi.
Where did they go?
They went to the station.
Was it a bus station?
No, it wasn't. It was a train station.
Was the watch slow?
No, it wasn't. It was fast.
Did John pick up the tickets?
Yes, he picked up the tickets.
Do you think I'm right?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Do you suppose it's true?
Yes, I guess it's true.
Where does the train leave from?
It leaves from gate 29.
Are you ready to relax?
Yes, we're ready to take a break.
Are you relaxed?
Yes, we're at ease.
Did she plan to try on a lot of clothes?
Yes, she decided to try on a lot of clothes.
Notice the verb forms in the following sentences. Listen and repeat.
John is calling a taxi now. He always calls a cab. He called a taxi yesterday. He has already called a cab. He is picking up the tickets now. He usually picks them up early. He didn't pick up the tickets yesterday. He hasn't picked them up yet. The train is leaving at 6:35. It always leaves on time. It left at 6:35 yesterday. It has always left at the same time. Mary is trying on a lot of clothes. She always tries on a lot of clothes. She tried on a lot last trip. She has tried on clothes every trip. They are going to Chicago. They always go to Chicago every year. They went to Chicago last year. They have gone to Chicago every year.
Notice the use of adverbs in these sentences. Listen and repeat.
Did they always study at night? Yes, they studied every night. Did they often write letters in class? Yes, they sometimes wrote letters in class. Did your friends frequently visit you? Yes, they often visited us. Did they usually eat in a cafeteria? Yes, they frequently ate there. How often did the teacher explain the lesson? He explained the lesson every day. What did we usually do in class? We usually spoke English only. When did they frequently take a trip? They often went in the summer months.
Change the following to present perfect. Use already. Then repeat the correct responses. Example.
Mary ate breakfast this morning.
She has already eaten breakfast this morning.
She has already eaten breakfast this morning.
She has already eaten breakfast this morning.
Charles wrote his homework. He has already written his homework. John picked up the tickets. He has already picked them up. Mary spent a lot of money in New York. She has already spent a lot of money. We saw that movie yesterday. We have already seen that movie.
Change the following to present perfect. Use yet. Then repeat the correct responses. Example.
We didn't eat anything.
We haven't eaten anything yet.
We haven't eaten anything yet.
We haven't eaten anything yet.
I didn't talk to the teacher. We haven't talked to the teacher yet. Mary didn't spend much money in New York. She hasn't spent much money in New York yet. Joe didn't answer the letter. Joe hasn't answered the letter yet. We didn't look forward to the trip. We haven't looked forward to the trip yet.
This is the end of tape 1206A.